Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Alec Baldwin fires prop gun, killing one.
Those are all real firearms. What's fake about it is the ammunition.
Brian Laundrie's remains confirmed.
This is really not how anybody wanted this to end.
CDC okays additional COVID shots.
They'll roll out these boosters across the country.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Death on a movie set. Authorities in New Mexico say one person was killed and another hurt when actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun. 42-year-old cinematographer Halia Hutchins died. Director Joel Souza was treated for injuries at a hospital. Baldwin was questioned by police and has not been charged with any crime. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
The circumstances of the incident are under investigation. According to movie set gun safety expert Larry Zanoff, a gun loaded with blanks has gunpowder, but should have no projectiles. Still, he says it's potentially dangerous to be within 20 feet of a prop gun when fired.
Any of that smoke or powder or that muzzle flash that could affect anyone or anything, again, we keep a standoff distance of 20 feet in order for there to be no effect on something that's in front of the muzzle.
Still plenty of questions in Florida now that authorities have confirmed that the remains found in a park are those of Brian Laundrie. He was the person of interest in the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. For Jill Hengel and other members of Petito's family, it's far from closure.
I have remorse that he died, but I don't consider that being justice, because the parents would never know what happened.
Laundrie went missing after returning from a cross-country trip without Petito. Her body was found a month ago in Wyoming. She had been strangled. And there's word that during the nationwide hunt for Laundrie, authorities say they found 9 bodies to solve missing persons cases. Well, starting today, Moderna and J&J booster shots will be available for older and high-risk people now that the CDC has authorized them. And while not specifically recommending it, the agency says it's okay to mix and match vaccine brands. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky on CBS Mornings.
Some people may prefer to get the vaccine that they got initially and did really well with. Others now may prefer to get another vaccine, and the CDC now allows for that mix and match option.
At a CNN town hall, President Biden took a shot at opponents of vaccine mandates.
Those who just try to make this a political issue. Freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. No, I mean, come on. Freedom.
He also indicated he's open to altering the Senate filibuster on some issues. The failed voting rights bill and debt ceiling dispute could be among them. With 9 Republicans joining Democrats, the House has voted to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the committee investigating the Capitol attack. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says the matter now goes to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington.
Even though the Department of Justice has been authorized to seek criminal contempt proceedings, it's not by any means a given. The Attorney General has to think about, is this a case that they're going to win? How long will it take? And what type of arguments will Bannon make along the way?
Attorney General Garland says a decision will be made consistent with the principles of prosecution. Overseas, there's word Queen Elizabeth is in good spirits after a night in a hospital this week. CBS's Charlie Daggett is at Windsor Castle.
Palace sources tell us she's in good health, she's resting, and undertaking what they're calling some light duties. Now we are told by palace sources that she plans to return to regular duties as of next week. We asked them whether she planned to attend the global climate summit at the end of this month, and we were told, I hope so.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
There's a dark new threat as authorities try to find 17 people linked to a missionary group who were kidnapped by a notorious gang in Haiti. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
A video appears to show the notorious gang's leader saying he will put a bullet in American hostages if he doesn't get what he wants. CBS News has not independently confirmed the authenticity of the video. The initial ransom demand was $17 million for the 16 Americans, including five children and a Canadian.
In Russia, 16 people were killed in an explosion and fire at a gunpowder factory in a region southeast of Moscow. The cause is under investigation. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has hired a man who was on Donald Trump's legal team that challenged the 2020 election to be the state's elections chief. John Scott is a former litigator who defended the strict voter ID law in Texas. Well, supply chain woes have affected all kinds of products, including life-saving drugs. As we hear from CBS's Mark Strassman, more and more are in short supply, forcing some doctors to use less effective treatments.
The FDA currently lists 109 drugs in such short supply nationally. The American Medical Association calls the shortage an urgent public health crisis that threatens patient care and safety. Three of the top five shortages, drugs used for chemotherapy, heart conditions, and antibiotics. With tocilizumab, UVA's hospital made a tough choice. Save it for chemo patients. Deny it to COVID patients, the ones treated by Dr. Patrick Jackson.
It does mean that some patients are getting the drug that I would not ideally want to give them.
Potentially worse outcomes?
Potentially.
Various forces have caused these shortages, including trade restrictions, the pandemic, and complicated market dynamics. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Charlottesville, Virginia.
A parade of storms is due to march through much of the West into early next week, including what forecasters call a bomb cyclone on Sunday. Heavy rain, wind, and snow in higher elevations. Experts say it will help, but not end California's drought. In Los Angeles, the World Series champion Dodgers, facing elimination in the NLCS, stayed alive thanks to Chris Taylor on TBS.
2-2.
Deep left center. Chris Taylor. Not one, not two, but three.
He's just the 11th big leaguer to hit three home runs in a postseason game. The Dodgers blew past Atlanta 11-2.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
People have been known to grab some sleep on a train or bus commute. Now there's a bus ride designed solely for shut-eye.
In Hong Kong, sleep-deprived people are paying to hop on a bus and pass out for hours. The sleeping bus tour is a 5-hour, 47-mile ride to help people get some shut-eye. The ride costs $13 to $51, depending on where you sit. And passengers can bring sleep aids like pillows, blankets, slippers, or buy goodie bags with eye masks and earplugs. The touring company behind the Snooze Fest says they were inspired by people falling asleep on public transportation. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In hardline Iran, Andy Warhol, of all people, has been a hit. A four-month exhibit of the late pop artist's work closes this weekend at a Tehran museum. Modern art was banned after the 1979 Islamic Revolution, but cultural restrictions have eased. That's The Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.